Mama won you the most. We're queer here, we're LGBT here.
Hi guys! Are you all there? It's Queerhead of Queer City. And you all are welcome to this sassy episode as I film it here all.
Yeah.
We're going all draggy this episode. We're spilling the tea, Donnie. We're spilling the old damn guts forsaken tea. Spill it around. Yeah, baby. We're spilling. Ooh. For my ex. Yeah, baby. On last episode, it's so nice, you know, you guys are just cool and just want the flow to just keep going that way. And yeah, this week we'll be spilling some teas and we'll be talking about some teas. Yeah, let's get a gist. Over the last weekend, there's Nigerian LGBT woman who is married to a partner. She goes by the name Mojisola Percy Wilson. Her partner, Margaret Wilson, Margaret Mary Wilson, was recognized by the Society for African in Diaspora for excellent work in activism of LGBTIQ persons in Nigeria and Africa at large. Yay! Shukru to your mama for that. You know, while I was listening to it, she said something. I was trying to get the video, you know, if I could actually convert it to audio and just give you guys a glimpse of what it looks like. But she said something I really held on to. She said, your tribe would find you on it if you're just listening for the first time. This is Queer City. It's a Nigerian-based LGBTIQ podcast, strictly lifestyle podcast. Yeah, baby. All we do here is lifestyle. We'll talk, we'll chat, we have interviews, we tell stories on it, all about the Nigerian LGBTIQ community. And she said something. She said, your tribe would find you on it. Your tribe would find you no matter what you're passing through. You know, your tribe would just find you, your clique, your own clan persons, your clan people would help you. They would find you and they would, you know, journey your life through and along with you. Yeah, baby. That's by the way. And I want to say congratulations again to Mrs. Wilson. I wish the universe will keep doing you the best and giving you better ones. Yeah, baby. This is still Queer City. And I don't know if I am the only one who is anticipating RuPaul Drag Race All-Star Season 4. Yeah, baby. All-Star Season 4 begins December the 14th. Woo, yeah. I'm so happy one of my favorite queen is on board. Yes, one of my favorite queen. Talking about Latrice Royale. Oh, jeez. Mama, I love you. You know, Latrice is coming to serve the black girl power, the luscious skin. Latrice. Yeah, and I made a tweet about when I saw their first appearance, where they all came with their winter costume. And something struck me, which was Latrice's dress, and I was like, baby girl, I'm not connecting to your gown. Mm-mm. No, your look for this is not just working for me. As much as I love Latrice Royale, as much as I love the season where she was on with Shangela Laquifa Wadley, I so much love from that season, although Miss Wadley remains my favorite drag queen. But then Latrice is here on All-Star Season 4, I believe, for a queen who had been on, I think this is her third season. Yes, I think her third season. I think she was on Season 2, she was on All-Stars, I think she was on one All-Stars like that, and I think this is her third, I'm not sure. But then, this is, you know, All-Stars now is a comeback for queens who had been on the normal mainstream season. Latrice, I don't feel connected, and I made a tweet. Yes, guys, I won't lie. I made a tweet concerning it, and she replied that she just came out of prison, and you know, that's why. And I understand the fact that Latrice just got married a few months ago, and she's now coming for All-Stars. Prison plus marriage plus calling for All Stars again. She got casted for All Stars. You know, maybe that's why she's still trying to catch up with life. I don't.
And Mama is trying to pack everything, and you know, season 4 is just here. I don't know. I'm somewhat nostalgic about season 4. Anxiety here and there, because I don't know what to expect. You know, for the fact that queens like Aisha O'Hara could be on the same season. Damn, Aisha O'Hara from, I think, season 10. Yes, season 10. And Aisha did her best. Mm-mm. That girl, she still have that black girl magic too on season 10 of RuPaul Drag Race. She was there and she was damn, you know, all here and dear. Oh my God. And this is, you know, every time I remember season 10, I think there is somebody I remember always because of her epic exit on season 10. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Let me see. Okay, let's see this way. Let me play you something. If you remember that girl, that coin, baby, let's see.
Miss Vanjie.
Yes, Miss Vanjie exited All Stars RuPaul season 10. Yes, she exited first. But then, you know, I still wonder why Vanjie is not on All Stars season 4. I still wonder. I don't know why. I feel the House of Matteo, of Alexis Matteo, they deserve more. I feel she had a nice shot, you know, after season 10. Even weeks after she left, she was still making waves, and everybody was Vanjie in, all this Vanjie. Even RuPaul to an event wore a necklace with a Vanjie, right? So I feel the queen was supposed to, you know, the queen, she's supposed to come back. She's a nice queen. I feel she has what it takes. I just, regardless of the fact that she left season 10 first, I feel she should be on All Star season 4. But then the casting director did whatever he did or whatever she did, and Vanjie ain't on it. That's, by the way, yeah, am I the only one who noted Tracy Van on Ariana Grande's thank you video? Yeah, baby, the boy was there, even though it was the last week. Tracy Van told Gay Star News that he ain't a bottom. And I'm like, honey, yeah, you can be whatever you want to be. Oh, man, I'm not going to be stereotypical, you know, here we break stereotypes. You know, but then he said he ain't a bottom. I'm like, okay, oh, darling, that's cool. But then, was he needed? Was he needed for Tracy Van to have come to Gay Star News? I'm like, I'm the bottom. Who asked you? Who cares? Whatever you do in your bedroom, shouldn't be any of our concern. Shouldn't come rub it on our feet. Were you expecting us to ask you what your role was if you're in the bottom? Were you expecting us to, like, hey, I'm Tracy Van, I think I'm eating up on you? Who cares, honey? You could do better. I just feel that's me. Mm-hmm. I feel you could have done better. And yes.
Awesome. Moving on, Beyonce was on the African continent. I don't know if you are all heard that, but yes, you know, I'm not a beehive. I don't really resonate with Beyonce personally.
But then she stole my heart when she and her crew, her dancers, all came to perform Formation on Rainbow Apparel. Darling, yes, she did that. Yes, mama. I loved what I saw. I loved every damn thing. And Beyonce was just there. And she was like, hey, bitches, this is Africa. I know y'all are homophobic. But then I'm going to rub the sheet on your face and you'll have to just take it. Mama, you did that and I love that. Mm-hmm. I love you, mama. Even if I'm not still a beehive. Yes. Moving on. The European Premier League started also last week. And all clubs came in the rainbow. What the fuck? You did that? Yes. I love what I saw. I won't lie. Yeah. You know, my skin was just, oh, damn. I felt the chill, you know, for the fact that the European Premier League, being currently the world's most watched football league, could support the LGBTIQ community by bringing the rainbow out there, like bringing it out there regardless of whosoever you are, including the fact that Africans are watching this, Africans are playing, are on different teams playing, Arabians are here playing, Arabians are watching the European Premier League. But then, who cares, don't they? If you aren't for the rainbow, you shove that down your throat. We are not interested here. That was what the European Premier League said. You know, they came and they were like, vroom, vroom, vroom. We're pasting the rainbow everywhere. Every club had their logos in rainbow. And the captain band were actually in rainbows. And they were rainbow everywhere. And I'm like, oh, darling, that's nice. And also, Namibia had a pride. Yes. Oh, I love Namibia, you know, for the fact that I have had interactions with Namibians in the past, right? And I know how lovely these people are. I know how lovely their persons are. You know, they have this hospitality. I just love Namibians. Nothing hard, no hard feeling. I just kind of, I love Namibians. I love Namibians. Yeah. I just love them for who they are. But then they had their pride over the weekend. I'm like, oh. And they stopped at the National Museum, you know, to pay tribute to every LGBTIQ person that was lost to the AIDS crisis. Oh, darling, may their perfect soul, may their soul rest in perfect peace. Their perfect soul also rest in perfect peace. I love you all, you know. I just believe there are a lot of heroes that don't wear capes, as I've said. Y'all wear rainbow capes, y'all wear rainbow things, and, you know, you didn't die. Y'all didn't die. Every LGBTIQ person that went to sleep, you know, that moved on to the next phase of life, you know, did not die on planet. They only left planet Earth. They never died because they still live in our hearts, right? And LGBTIQ persons don't die. You all are sent to become stars in the heaven. You shine your brightness back to us every night of our darkness. Every time we that are living are still broken, you know, you remember, you remind us of how glorious our rainbow should shine, you know. You tell us that after a rainbow comes the stars. So after we've shown our rainbows everywhere, we're going to become stars. Yeah. You know, I love that. And I just want to speak this little tea. There's this friend of mine in Ghana. It says something, and that thing actually just it did lifted up my spirit. My spirit was up there. I'm like, oh, Dolly, you said this. I love you. He said, be against the rainbow, and the old world is gonna be against you. Yes, mama, you wanna stand against the rainbow? The old damn godforsaken world will be like, no, you ain't doing that shit. Woo!
As Kelvin Hart made some tweets some years ago, and this year he was supposed to host the Oscars. Boom! He couldn't. Yes, he just couldn't. Because he made some homophobic tweets. Right? I think I saw one of the tweets where he was saying if his son plays with a dollhouse, he's gonna break the son's head with the dollhouse. Damn. That's really, really crazy. He reposted after backing up from hosting the Oscars. He was telling us how he's sorry and everything and how he is evolving and learning to appreciate and accept every person. Bros Kelvin Hart, next time, you learn to speak carefully, even if people are still saying your apology ain't good enough, they believe your apologies aren't sincere. But my dear, you're paying this price already. Bye Felicia, you've paid the price. Next time you learn, when you don't have anything to say, you keep short.
And I have to say this also for everyone in Ghana, there is an event happening at the Porsche PORSH office. Again, I think for next week, right, for the LGBTIQ community to celebrate the red ribbon, which is HIV/AIDS. You know, get a talk, listen, games are available, and everything. It's going to be nice. For everyone in Nigeria, don't forget to include in your diary. For everyone who registered, though, that's it. If you registered, for everyone who registered, right, Next week, coming next week, is the Tears Human Rights Sexuality and Law event. You know, it happens every year. When we come, we talk about sexuality, human rights, and what does the law say about it, honey? We have a lot of panelists available. I wouldn't be able to mention the panelists here because I don't really know most of them by their name, yes. But then I think one of my favorite person is coming, which is Dr. Charles, right? You know, the panelists that I've seen are just wholesome. Yeah, I've read your bio and you're coming to save us something nice. Honey, do take care of yourself. I love you all. See you next week. I remain Quenard of Quenard City.
This is Quenard City, where your mama warned you about. We're Quenard here.